CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up, check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
You're a moron, Mr. Schiff. You're a crusty, nutsy nut. I doubt without Pelosi you could even find your butt, Mr. Schiff. Your head looks like a grape with eyes the size of coconuts. You're unappealing, Mr. Schiff, with your skinny pencil neck. If you went to senior prom, you were a wallflower, I expect, Mr. Schiff. I heard ladies consider you a sex object. You mentioned sex, and they object. You're pathetic, Mr. Schiff. And I give you this rebuke. Puppies, they won't play with you, and babies, they just puke, Mr. Schiff. I put my television in the kitchen, and the roaches there, they started puking too. You turned traitor, Mr. Schiff, when you began to impeach. You're stinky like some old wet socks. You suck more than a leech, Mr. Schiff. You know, you've been working too hard. So why don't you soak in a nice bath full of rat poison, vinegar, hydrochloric acid, and bleach? That ought to fix you.
Puts you right in the mood of the season, does it? Yeah. Just talk among yourselves for a second. I'll get our intro going here.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's nice to be here on a Thursday evening. Yes, and tonight we're going to have our conspiracy show, as we call it.
Yes, and here we go now. We'll count it down and get started.
All right.
Terry's here.
1, 2, 3.
Here we go.
Believe in UFOs? How about life on other planets? Maybe life we don't know about here on this planet. Do you think our government knows something they won't tell us? Do you believe the government is withholding information from the citizens of the United States of America in an attempt to control us? Then you, my friend, believe in conspiracies. Join David Ernest for the next 60 minutes, along with noted conspiracy theorist Terry Adams, as we bring you something the government does not want you to know.
What's that?
The truth.
And here we are once again, Thursday evening. Terry Adams on hold from the Greg Budell Happy Hour.
Yep.
Glad to have you here, sir. Of course, everybody's favorite asset preservationist, it's David Ernest right here. We've got Grasshopper. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Glad you're learning to talk into that mic, because, you know, when David goes off to this big conclave he's going off to here in a couple of weeks, it might just be me and you sometime.
And you know who else we have here tonight?
Who? Tell me.
They're supposed to be coming in on their sleigh.
I heard that this might be happening, and we're going to talk to him later, right?
Yes.
Who
absolutely.
Is it?
Well, it's Old Claus himself.
Old Street Nick. Saint Nick, I'm sorry.
Yes.
How are you, sir? I see you over there.
I'm good. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. All right, we'll talk to him. First, we are starting things off right. We have a phone call.
All right.
Only Crawdad's on the phone. Crawdad, how are you, sir?
Good evening, gentlemen.
What can we do for you this evening?
Oh, y'all have been helping me all day. Hang in there, I tell you what.
Keep on hanging on,
good
man.
Good to hear your voice.
Hang on long as you can.
I just want to remind folks who are listening, because you got a huge audience out there. This time of year is tough for some people.
Yeah.
That, you know, we try not to think about loss.
Mm-hmm.
family in particular.
Yeah.
We try not to think about bad things that are going on. We try to think about the blessing, and that's what the season is all about, was he who came as a little bitty baby. And think about that. He was a baby. The Lord Jesus was a baby. Herod is out looking for him all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Got the soldiers turning over every basket looking for that child. And he made it all the way through because of the grace of God, so he could save our souls.
Amen.
For eternal life.
There you go.
That's what this season is about. It doesn't have anything to do with going to Walmart.
No.
You got that right.
You heard that, Rusty.
I heard
about
that.
Doing the robot.
Yeah, I'm guilty of going to Walmart. But you are so right, sir.
Yes, sir.
And it
doesn't matter how bad off your situation is.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in the worst, lowest low that you can be. And there's a good tune, by the way, the Blind Boys of Alabama. If you ever want to throw this on, some bumper music, the Blind Boys of Alabama, Down in the Hole.
Down in the hole. I tell you what, we'll look for that.
But I wanted to tell you real quick, I know you're busy and you got a lot of listeners. Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Terry's one of my bestest buds there.
All right.
That song that you played that was a knockoff of the Christmas tune.
Which one?
Mr. Grinch?
The one you entered with.
Oh, the Shift thing?
That guy sounds pretty close to Thurl Ravenscroft, who is Thurl Ravenscroft.
That's him, yeah.
Tony the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And did the song "The Grinch," which is my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you like that. I'll pass that on to that fella.
It.
Yeah,
y'all have a good one. I'm going to be listening. And by the way, if you pop Nancy's Pelosi's head off her shoulders,
uh-huh.
It's a squid underneath. See you later.
All right. So thank you so much.
Well, that's a visual.
It's sort of crawdad right there.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, you know, she was not the pretty one. Well, no. You know, I was seeing some stuff the other day. I don't want to get off the subject already,
mm-hmm.
but they had some footage of her with when what's his name, Bill, was getting impeached,
mm-hmm.
And she did not look too bad.
Yeah.
Evidently, she went to see a bad plastic surgeon, or her face caught fire, and they put it out with a hatchet. I don't know which one it was.
But it's something.
She has aged.
Yes.
And not well.
A lot of stress on her right now.
But Merry Christmas, Nancy.
Yes.
In this time
of year.
Hope the
best for you. Maybe you'll convert someday.
Well, she's a good Catholic, they say.
Yeah. She only believes in killing a few babies at a time.
Have you seen the everybody's seen the little cat and the lady, where the lady's yelling at the cat? The little meme on Facebook. There's a lady, it's just a picture, and she's yelling at this cat, and the cat always smarts off with something coming back. And the lady says, "I'm a good Catholic." And the cat says, "You misspelled alcoholic."
Wow.
And well, I saw the other day the Catholic Church asked her to leave and not come back till she, you know, figured it. But they say that's not true. That's not a real thing. It's one of those made-up things.
Yeah, right.
But we need to get back to business here. How you doing, David?
I'm doing good, Rusty. How about you, Terry?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
We're all doing good.
It's a long day for Terry.
Yeah.
We appreciate Terry getting on here and helping us with these things that we don't know everything about.
I appreciate the invite.
We really do.
You're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than welcome. We appreciate you doing this. you know, before I forget, I forgot to tell you before we get on the radio that supposedly Folk Aurelius Pizza is calling at 6:15 to talk about their pizza.
They're calling today?
Great. They're going to call in. I hope so. We'll watch
for them.
Yeah.
Not crawdad, but
good ingredients.
Grasshoppers over there.
Pizza.
Grasshoppers hovering on the phone.
I haven't had one of those yet. I've got to try them.
You got to try one.
I do.
You will find it is no conspiracy.
And I think they're going to bring a bunch of that Folk Aurelius pizza over to our thing on the Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
21st.
That's going to be good. Of course, that is day after tomorrow.
Yep.
Saturday from 3 until 6, 2754 Bell Road. Let's see. That is affordable events.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, Tiger Rock Martial Arts
right.
is going to be there.
It's right there. You can't miss it. It's mm-hmm. right next to the CVS where Bell Road mm-hmm. and Vaughn Road intersect. And bring the kiddos, because especially the guys, or maybe the girl, little kiddos, mm-hmm. they want to break that kung fu.
Yeah, we're going to be showing them how to. Well, I'm not, but the folks from Tiger Rock.
He's going to let them break it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's a thin one. It's not going
to
hurt.
John David's going to be out there showing you how to become a sculptor with his Five Nights at Freddy's sculptures.
That's right.
Wow.
And let's see. We just talked about this, and our friends from the Salvation Army. are actually going to come out and have a kettle, and you will have an opportunity to come by and drop off some money for them. Now, I'm going to challenge everybody. This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Next time I pass one of those, I better go get some money out of the bank. Next time I pass one, I'm going to put at least $5 in there.
There you go.
If it, don't do it every time you pass unless you can afford it. But next time you pass one, just drop a five in there. I think they said they were like 30 grand short of their goal.
Oh.
And they go through Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So you see the guy ringing the bell or the lady ringing the bell, just drop them some coin in there and help somebody have a Merry Christmas.
Amen.
There you go. That's a good thing. I really like the Salvation Army. I don't mind helping them at all.
I met Lieutenant Farrington and his wife on the way out. I timed it just right and met them as they were leaving. Mm-hmm. And just nice folks.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're going to have a trivia question. We will have a financial trivia question, and then we're going to talk about some financial conspiracies. But here's a simple question. And for you financial guys out there, you don't have to have an accounting degree. You don't have to have, you know, a lot of knowledge to probably know this one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know how a seesaw works, you'll probably know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
If you purchase a bond and interest rates rise, what generally happens to the price of those bonds?
Say that again.
Okay. If you purchase a bond and interest rates rise, what will happen to the price of the bonds generally? And there's three answers. A, rise. B, stay the same. C, fall. What's generally the answer to that question? If interest rates go up, what does the price of the already sold bonds do? That's a question.
If you think you know, call us right now, 272-9228. And
Folklore Alley's Pizza.
Oh, man, that's good
stuff.
Because
they're about to call in.
Yes, they are. Oh, I bet that's them there. I see the pizza phone is ringing. I don't know if it's them or not, but call now if you think you know, 272-9228. And if you want to talk to David Ernest, set up an appointment to go by and talk to him. It's 2797-431. And, you know, that doesn't cost you anything. No obligation.
Nope.
But believe me, he will say something that will make you think, you know, this guy knows what he's doing. How long you been doing this?
About 40 years.
I think you've got it right, too. Because you say some things, and I'm like, you know, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I was saying over 30, but you've convinced me to say
it's closer
40.
To 40. Right?
Yeah, it's close.
And speaking of people...
How long was it since 1980?
That's been a while. It's almost 40.
Yeah.
And speaking of people that don't make sense, what's his name's on TV there? Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his wife said that Donald Trump was afraid to run against him for president. So she's been drinking the Kool-Aid,
yeah,
too, I guess.
Yeah, she's delusional as well as he is.
Okay, so now we've got, we have a caller on line one. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. Identify yourself.
This is Phil Hardy.
Hey, it's Phil. Phil of Vocalarelli's Pizza.
Phil, how are you, sir?
How you doing, Phil?
The very same.
Fantastic. Phil, can you tell us a little bit how your Vocalarelli's Pizza tastes and the reason why it tastes? Is it those ingredients?
In order to have a really good pizza, you've got really good ingredients.
Makes sense.
You can't have a final product greater than the sum of the ingredients. And so we choose the best.
Well, I know you choose the best, Phil. You know, I asked them, I said, how much do your ingredients cost? Their ingredients cost probably about 30% more than a lot of other pizza places' ingredients.
Because they get the good stuff.
Because they get the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really tastes good. Phil, you guys are going to offer a special right now. I don't know if you know, Rachel had given it to us, but if you buy Supreme right now, if you call in right now between now and 7 o'clock, it started at 5, but if you call in right now, if you order a Supreme pizza, they give you a large pizza free with it.
Wow.
Vocalarelli's, 244-9496. That's 244-9496. Call and get those extra Better Special ingredients.
I like that. They're Extra Better Special.
Yes. Get that. Get that special.
Another factor as well, David, that you've got a manager who is determined that you'll have a great pizza and that you'll have a good experience.
That's important.
That's right.
She happens to be my daughter, Rachel.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
And if she doesn't whip the dough in there real good, you'll whip her, right? No, I'm just
Oh, no.
That was a joke.
It could probably be the other way around.
I think that you're right. It'd be the other way around. But that's okay. You guys, y'all do a great job, and we really appreciate you being a sponsor of our radio show and, you know, all the good things. So what we want to do is we want to give away one of those pizzas tonight if someone would call us. But for everyone out there listening, if you'll call 244, what is the rest of it,
9496?
Yeah, 244-9496, and ask them for that special. Tell them, hey, I want to buy that Supreme, and I want that free pizza that goes with it.
Uh-huh.
And if they don't know what you're talking about, ask for Rachel. She knows.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And get that free deal there. So
244-9496.
Anything you want to add, Phil, before we go on?
Just keep coming to see us, folks.
Yeah.
We appreciate all our customers, and we just like to have some more.
There
you go.
And you guys sell more than pizza. You sell hoagies and salads and everything else.
I don't know everything that we sell.
I know that's because your menu's so big. I know it's a pretty good size menu. Thank you for calling, Phil.
Okay. Thank you for the nice things you say about us.
You're more than welcome. I want to keep eating those pizzas, so we'll keep saying good things.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Phil. We appreciate it.
You have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. So that's Folcarelli's Pizza. What is the address there? It's like 8125 Decker Lane.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Right there. You can't miss it. Big sign says Folcarelli's.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
And we do have somebody on the phone.
All right.
And I believe it's Crawdad. Maybe he's playing the trivia question.
Okay.
And you'll be surprised. I've got some neat things here.
Okay.
In case he wins. Are you there, sir?
I am. Nice gentleman, Mr. Phil, there.
Oh, yeah.
Nice gentleman.
Okay.
Yes, I think I know the answer to your trivia question.
And who am I speaking with here?
That's Crawdad.
Oh, okay.
Crawdad's alter ego.
Oh, yeah. Other Crawdad.
The other Crawdad.
Yeah, other Crawdad.
Other Crawdad.
I'm the uptown version crayfish.
Ah. I got you. Yeah, the Cajun one. Yes.
Do you guys remember Justin Wilson?
I do. I got
him. He was about as southern as a Chicagoan can get.
Uh-huh.
That was a character that
he did. I did not realize that.
That's right. He put more chicken in the pot, more wine, but he wasn't no Southern man at all.
And when he was cooking, and he had a cooking show on PBS.
That's right.
And he would pour a little wine out of the bottle.
A little more wine.
He'd drink a little wine out of the bottle.
A little wine and with the chicken.
I don't know who had more wine in him or the chicken. I don't know. But do you have an answer for the trivia question?
I think so.
Okay.
I believe that the answer would be that the interest rate remains fixed at the amount that it was set when you purchased the bond.
That part would be correct, but the question is, if you purchase a bond and the interest rates of the country, in other words, Fed rates and all those kind of things, were to rise, what happens to the price that you could sell those bonds for?
The price would be at the amount as it was when you purchased it, if I understood it correctly. I don't think the prime rate affects the interest on the day that you close it. Is that correct or wrong?
That's wrong.
Oh, okay. Now I'm learning.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. It's good. That's good. I'm not going to give away the answer because someone else might can call.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Try again.
Okay.
Okay. And I say, I didn't know. So I was listening just like he was. But so
I'm going to ask the question one more time. If you purchase a bond and interest rates rise, what happens to the price of the bond if you were to try to sell it?
Okay.
Well, does it rise, stay the same, or does it fall?
If you know, 272-9228, get that Folcarelli's Pizza out there at 8125 Decker Lane.
Mm-hmm.
The only other way you'll be able to get some free is if you don't win it tonight, you either find some. Just laying around somewhere, which is probably not going to happen because people, but they don't leave it laying around.
They can eat it.
Or Saturday night at the big Christmas doings.
Well, it's actually Saturday at 3 p.m.
Well, yeah.
Is that night?
It'll be night somewhere.
Okay,
yeah. Well, I say that because I was talking to Alicia, who's going to come do the face painting.
Uh-huh.
She said, anytime it's dark, it's night.
Well, she's right.
It'll be dark about 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
so,
you know, you're
but,
right.
But we'll be there.
But if it's raining, it doesn't matter. We're on the inside.
Yes.
Dark doesn't matter. We got lights on the inside.
Cool.
So come on in with those kiddos and let them have a good time.
Because, you know, I'm too little to be wandering around in the dark by myself.
Well, I didn't want to tell you that.
I'm one of those things that go bump in the night, you know.
There you go.
Hey, we're getting a call.
Oh,
so this may be maybe another one here. And let's see. Of course, that starts at 3 on Saturday. And it's 3, and it's free.
Yes.
So you can come out and
Free.
Three and free. That's absolutely
free.
That's
a good thing. Free and free.
And free. You mentioned it. We're going to talk to Santa Claus after a while.
Yes.
He's going to be there.
But after this caller comes through, we want to talk to our special, knowledgeable person about conspiracy. And I wanted to ask him some things about Elizabeth Warren's plan and getting going on that.
Okay. Well,
essentially, it's not good.
No. We've got our caller here. It says, is this correct, Barry Duck? We have a duck on the line. Barry, you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have an answer for the trivia question?
No, I think you're looking for the price to go down.
You got it.
How about that? We got a winner.
You got it.
And, of course, you won some Folcarelli's pizza. Everybody loves Folcarelli's pizza.
Yes, congratulations.
Good job, Barry.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey. So all we need is you can give it to the Grasshopper, your full name and
phone number.
Your first name and phone number would be good enough.
So just hang on for him. Where are you calling from, Barry?
Opelika.
He lives in Opelika.
Ah.
Oh, do you ever come out of Opelika over to this part?
From time to time, yes.
All right.
Well, it would be worth driving to get that pizza, I tell you.
All right.
I don't think they'll deliver that far out.
Well, hang on for me, sir. We appreciate you calling.
Hey, let me also ask on the conspiracy side.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask Terry if he's seen the video of the Dragon, you know, from the space launch the other day.
No, I haven't. And I've seen the video of the weird object that's putting out some kind of weird anti-gravity waves, but I haven't seen the Dragon.
During the launch, over on the left-hand side, it looked just like a dragon in the clouds.
Wow. What were they launching?
Well, it was SpaceX, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. And it looks like a dragon over in the left side.
Left side of the launch.
I'll check that out. I want to see that.
That's interesting.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. All right. Bye.
He reminds me of a poem. The interesting bird is the pelican.
Mm-hmm.
His beak can hold more than his belly can.
these bonds do affect investments, and they do affect annuities sometimes, and there's things. But the annuities can protect you from the principal eroding because they're fixed.
Yeah.
So the bond will not, other than some kind of market value adjustment, which can only happen if you pull out too much money. So you can't get to your bonds normally without, you know, being hit. But in an annuity, you can get to that money without a penalty or without your bond being hit or without executing or triggering a market value adjustment. That's beautiful because if interest rates rise, you don't want your principal to erode. You just don't want it.
No, you don't want that.
No.
Hey, were you going to go ahead and ask him about this Elizabeth Warren thing?
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren, you know, she claims that she's for the middle class.
No, she's not.
I know. And she claims that she's for the poor folks.
No, she's not.
And she claims all kinds of things. You know, I was reading yesterday, matter of fact, it said the top 20 people that could affect the stock market in a negative way. Guess who was number 18?
Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
She might have been like number seven, number nine, and then number five. I mean, she could have been in there several times.
She was there. And mm-hmm. the reason why she was there is because of all this regulation that she wants to push down our throats, mm-hmm. push down our security department's throats, push down the insurance department's throats, and push down the Securities Exchange Commission's throats, just like Obama wanted to push down everybody's throats. With that Department of Labor coming in, and there's some good and bad stuff of that. But the thing is, she's got the wrong approach mm-hmm. claiming that she wants to help the little person when they're the ones that are going to get hurt with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know, you want to expand anything on any of that?
Well, I figured this out last year. When a Democrat says something, if you flip it 180, that's what they really mean.
A what now?
A Democrat.
That's what I
thought
you said.
That's what they
are. Yeah.
If you flip what they say 180 degrees, that's exactly what they mean. Uh-huh. She's lying. That's what they do. They worship the father of all lies. They're liars.
Yeah.
It's weird. Chris and I were talking about this earlier. One of the reasons the young kids or the young people are so much for socialism now is they haven't seen real capitalism. All they've seen is corporatism and crony capitalism because there's so many regulations. If she's not going to get elected, but if she has any influence and gets all these regulations passed, it's going to destroy the economy. It's going to destroy the country, which I think is their plan all along.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but Trump, one of the things he did, which was great, was for every regulation passed, we're going to get rid of two of them. We're going to repeal two of them. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's if the government will get out of the way and let capitalism run, we'll be unstoppable again like we used to be.
Mm. Well, I tell you this. He got rid of the Department of Labor rule on the investment side, mm-hmm. which was going to make it very difficult for poor folks to have investments because of the restrictions. And look what's happening to the economy. Look what's happening to the stock market.
Records.
Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If any fool can't see what that would have done the other way around,
mm-hmm.
there's no hope for you.
Mm. And I heard something again today that I'd heard before, and I think it bears repeating, that when Obamacare became the law of the land, that is the first time that an American citizen or any person in this country has been compelled by punishment of law buy something.
Right. Trump got rid of that penalty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Thank the Lord.
Think about it. That is the first time in the history of this country that anybody had to buy something to stay out of trouble.
Well, the scary part is the Supreme Court should have shut that down, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying to me.
Well, if we just get a few more conservatives on the Supreme Court, maybe some of those things won't be happening.
Hope so.
We're hoping. We're praying.
We're just one away. I mean, if he gets one more judge on there.
I know. I was listening to Bradley Byrne talk today on the Dan mm-hmm. Morris show, and it was very interesting. They talked about the Obamacare and, you know, how they wanted to, you know, get something in there. In other words, there's a void that would be mm-hmm. needs to be filled when it comes out, but it needs to be filled with something good. You know, if you bite into a candy bar and it's bitter,
mm-hmm.
that's not good.
Mm-mm.
You want something sweet in the middle.
Exactly.
So essentially, they want to put something sweeter in there that would help everybody. Because, like he said, it was the Obamacare only helped about 10-15%
right.
of the population. But at the at the cost of the other 85%.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's
right.
not fair.
No, it's not.
And I want y'all to hold that thought. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk about this. These other things. I did have one question. Terry, you remember the old TV show, The Thunderbirds?
Of course.
You got anything to go with the theory that that's what they're using to keep Ruth Bader Ginsburg alive? She's like a marionette now. They're just moving her around.
I thought it might have been formaldehyde.
It could have been. I don't know. We'll talk about that.
It looks like formaldehyde.
Yeah. When we come back with the Health and Wealth Show here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Looks like
the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road. It's the very first Christmas blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now, let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and Sweet Cheeks and Treats, demonstrations and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6, it's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC. Hear that sound? You know what that means. Every year about this time, the Salvation Army is taking it to the streets, ringing the bell and asking you to come fill up the red kettle. The money you donate goes to help some folks in the river region that might not have a Merry Christmas. And bell ringers are needed. Call Lieutenant Brian Farrington, 334-265-0281, and he'll tell you how you can help the Salvation Army this Christmas season. Call 334-265-0281. Become a volunteer bell ringer today. Hey, yeah. You know that feller over there? No, but his face rings a bell. Call the Salvation Army, 334-265-0281.
And welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. If you can hear the stuff that goes on when we don't have the mics on, that's the funny stuff right there. Yeah.
It's fun until you accidentally leave the mics on.
I was looking at that.
No, we didn't.
Ooh, did we? No, we didn't.
No, if you can hear the music in the studio, the mics are off.
We didn't say nothing bad anyway.
Never.
And we got the phone lines wide open, 272-9228. If you've got any conspiracy questions, we were talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think, is she alive?
You know,
I don't. I want proof of life.
There's a bunch of theories out there that she's dead, but who knows?
I saw one of those memes the other day. What's Greg call them? Memes. And they're walking in, and you see her, and she's in this full-length mink coat, and under the bottom of them, there's like a rack that you hang the coat on wheels, and they're pushing her in. I'm thinking, I wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't put anything past
them. I think Schiff is a Muppet.
He's something.
He's something else. I don't know. Maybe we'll get that song in again later. I don't know.
So getting back to the conspiracy of money again.
Yeah.
Terry, we've talked a little bit about this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the feds are guilty of crashing the market?
Yes.
Sometimes?
Yes. I tell you, there's a good conspiracy theory out there I read a few years ago that they caused, or the international banking cartel behind them caused the Great Depression, which they used to push for the Federal Reserve. I don't know that you could back that up, but there's a theory out there that says that.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
You know, as you said, though, the feds, they're not really part of the government.
Not. No, they're not federal, nor do they have any reserves. They don't have gold anymore. None.
So how did they get so much power? And why? You know, I see Trump is so determined to get them to do, you know, the right thing. He's you know, they're sluggish. They won't cut the rates when he asks them to cut the rates.
But look what they did for Obama.
I know it. I mean, it was just like they did anything he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, they don't want to do anything he asked. They want to embarrass him. And the economy keeps on going because of all the good things that are happening in the economy. But yet they won't cut the rates as much as he thinks needs to be cut.
Well, you got
to
look at it. You got to look at who controls the Fed, the international banking cartel, which essentially are your New World Order people who want a one-world control system that they themselves control. They want total control. You know, money is power, power is control.
Right.
That's how it shakes down.
Yeah. It's a shame that it has to happen to our detriment.
We're all in financial servitude because of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're in financial servitude. We are putting our time in to pay off their crazy debt that they've created. You know?
David, the way my mother always sends me articles when she sees things of how they waste our money. All these stupid research projects on, you know, on how monkeys defecate and just they spend millions on this, millions.
I've often wondered about that.
I have too.
And why they throw it?
Is that worth $1 million to know?
But they spend money like sailors on shore leave. It's crazy.
It's nuts.
And they already can't account for $21 trillion. They can't account
for it. How can you lose
$21 trillion?
That's not like you lost your quarter for the vending machine.
Exactly.
$21 trillion.
That's an unbelievable amount of money.
Uh-huh. Man.
Unbelievable amount of money. You know, and I've heard, you know, the government wants to come out with a 50-year bond to finance more of this garbage.
I saw that. And they said that it would probably be other countries and corporations that would buy it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's institutional. It's institutions that buy.
And if finding out why monkeys throw stuff like that it would help anything, if that would help
the
economy.
Well, if you're in a zoo and you want to get out of the way.
Well, that's the only thing. I mean, just don't go over there by the monkeys.
The poo throwing is bad. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I got thrown out of the zoo one time. Remember years ago
when... you throw poo at a monkey?
Well, no, actually.
Thank goodness.
We were there, and I had a date of all things, and she remembers this, too. We were there, and it was when the monkeys or the chimps were in the cage.
Yeah.
You remember? And they were not happy because they were in this cage, man. And it was like cement. Mm-hmm. And a cage and a tire hanging on a rope and some chimps.
Like, that's going to make them
they
happy.
Just all, we, they always look like this is Planet of the Apes, man. We're going to get out. It's going to be bad. I lit a cigar.
Uh-oh.
And I threw that sucker in there, and that rascal picked it up, and he was a-smoking it.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's dying.
He won't be top chimp.
Yeah, everybody's dying, laughing, carrying on. There's a tap on my shoulder. Could you come with us? I'm like,
uh-oh. So you're the reason why you can't smoke at the zoo anymore.
Yeah, I got kicked out of the zoo for contributing to the delinquency of a monkey.
That's what happened.
And we've got Sam on the phone. Let's go
Not
see.
Not Sam.
Sam I am. I don't know. Let's check
it's
him out.
Spam Sam.
Sam, how are you, buddy?
Come on, I had to chime in.
Well, hey, what's going on?
That poo throwing got you out, didn't it?
it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Temperature's dropping. And I thought I'd call and say, hey, when you were talking about the Federal Reserve a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
a while back I was thinking about it, and I was trying to think and imagine what is truly the definition of old money? You know, you think about who runs the Federal Reserve,
old
banking cartel.
Old money is when you got George Washington with black hair and all his teeth.
There you go. But I was thinking older than that even.
Rothschilds.
Remember Friday the 13th? You know, the Templars, they were bankers.
That's right. Nice.
And they had a good thing going, and people just said, we ain't going to pay them back. Let's just go round them up and kill them.
They did.
When I think about the Federal Reserve, I think whoever's running that, that's old money.
You better believe
it. And it just, also, monkeys, when they're in captivity, they throw the crap. When they're out in the wild, they say they don't. And
really?
If you go to the zoo and you're feeding them M&Ms and then you slip a Red Hot or two in there, I wouldn't advise it, I've seen it firsthand, and they don't like that a daggone
bit. Will they let you give them M&Ms? Because they got them on like a monkey
Are you
diet.
Saying we should feed that to the Federal Reserve?
There's another story. This might be
a bad joke there.
This might be an urban legend. I don't know, but several years ago, one of the chimps got out. I can't remember which one.
That's a dangerous thing.
He had a name, and it was like everybody knew him. And he's out, and he's screaming. Well, there were children there at the zoo.
Mm.
And so, let's get the children to safety. This chimp is loose. He's crazy. And they put them all in the aviary. Well, the chimp gets everybody riled up. And you know what happens when birds get all riled up?
Uh-oh. Mm. Yeah, they defecate.
Oh, they covered them children up.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
And they finally got the chimp with a tranquilizer gun.
Chimp enjoyed that.
There in some years, but I remember the aviary. Yeah, all of a sudden, all the birds let loose. There's no hiding.
No.
One actually
drowned. When they had the moat out there, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they asked the guys why they didn't, try to do CPR.
Yeah.
And he was like, I make minimum wage, man. I ain't kissing no monkey.
Exactly.
And plus, every so often in the news, every few years, you hear about somebody's had a pet chimp or something. And
it kills them.
They have a bad day. And the first thing they do is they start... Yeah.
And they stab them.
The monkeys are powerful, though. They bite your fingers.
You better believe it.
Oh, yeah. They're terrible, man.
They're just
genital biters. Just poo throwers. That's terrible.
I'd rather have poo thrown at me than that other thing, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Well, hey, right, Sam. Listen.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, listen, I want to speak to Santa Claus. You guys are okay.
Oh, we did say we were going to talk to Santa.
Oh, yeah.
So we better do that. Santa, come on.
I want something new from Adams Motorsports, and I don't want to have to use bolt cutters to get it.
Okay, now he said that.
Now,
Santa just got up to over here with his headphones on. Ask him again.
All I want for Christmas.
he's listening.
Okay, Santa, I love you.
Love you too.
Santa, I need one of what do I need? I need a
Ranger. I'll get you one of those.
Yes, all right.
Doesn't matter.
I'll talk to y'all later. Let me get off here.
Bye. Sam chickened out there. Thanks, Sam. Santa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And you're looking mighty Christmassy here.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to be out there Saturday from 3 to 6.
I am.
And I understand there's a big chair for Santa to
sit.
Yeah. A throne?
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Does it have a lid that opens in the middle that you sit on?
It's not that kind of throne.
I don't know.
It could be.
That's good. Let's hope not.
I hope not. But anyway, you know, all the children, all the kids need to come and tell Santa Claus. Santa, are you're going to take all of these wishes and desires right here, right close to Christmas time? You came all the way down here from the North Pole. You're looking forward to talking to all the children. When do you have to leave? You're going to have to leave right after the event?
Probably pretty quick right after it. Yeah, I've got to get back up to the North Pole.
Because if he's not up there, those elves, they start goofing off.
He's got some of the girl elves down here with him, you know.
We got a lovely lady elf coming to help you out. I don't know if she's union or not. You'll have to talk to her. I don't know. And will you be accepting letters? I'm sure somebody may want to pass a note. Okay.
I sure will. I can take them back with me.
Take you back to the North Pole.
Oh, wow. So bring some letters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
That's pretty good, and I must say your beard is looking quite festive.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and
it's the real deal.
It's
real.
And I know it's not officially Christmas yet. I think there's like a 24-hour period there before and after, but you will be in uniform.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
We were going to see if we could get with the zoo and get a reindeer to come out. Turns out they don't have a rein there, but they do have this monkey that'll smoke a cigar.
So throw poo.
So we'll see if we can get him. He'll come out. He'll do something.
I'll bring him some M&Ms.
Bring him some M&Ms. Don't put any Red Hot.
Somebody better have a pressure washer.
I'm telling you. Or those shields like the police carry. Yeah, something like that. But we're looking forward to having you out there Saturday. We're going to be out there 3 to 6 at, 2754
Bell Road.
Affordable events. And if you need more information, call David Ernest at 279-7431. And did I mention that it's all free?
It's all free.
Absolutely.
And if you want to talk to me about your finances, you know,
even better.
279-7431. And you can have a free event with me.
There you go.
And might even get some pizza or food or something if we, plan it right.
I'm getting me some pizza this time. I missed it last time. I was busy taking pictures and stuff, so I'm going to take like 5 minutes to get me some pizza. Maybe Santa will bring me a Focarelli's pizza.
Maybe. What? For you?
Yeah.
I think
don't put it in the stocking because it'll kind of be weird. Yeah. But
that's exactly
that sounds good.
Right.
Santa, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah. Thanks, Santa.
Are you going to bring young Elvis with you?
I'm bringing young Elvis with me.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, young Elvis and Santa, you know, they're sort of mystical characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and the other times when young Elvis is not being young Elvis, he is the world's tallest elf. is he like 6'2"? He's like this big towering elf.
My goodness.
He's the one who puts the star up on top of the tree.
That's right.
Up there at the North Pole.
I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. We need that elevation.
Or maybe we need an Elvis tree topper. Well, thank you very much. You want to get this tree out of here?
Sway his back and forth.
Well, he might eat the trees. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, if it had candy on it or
candy
something.
Or something.
We're getting all nuts and crazy.
Peanut butter. But
that's right. So let's do this again. This I'm sure somebody would request this, but we're going to do it anyway. It's what we opened up with. I think that's what. Yeah, there it is.
You're a moron, Mr. Schiff. You're a crusty, nutsy nut. I doubt without Pelosi you could even find your butt, Mr. Schiff.
Your head looks like a grape with eyes the size of coconuts.
That's a visual right there.
Yeah, it is.
You're unappealing, Mr. Schiff, with your skinny pencil neck. If you went to senior prom, you were a wallflower, I expect, Mr. Schiff. I heard ladies consider you a sex object. You mentioned sex, and they object. You're pathetic, Mr. Schiff. And I give you this rebuke. Puppies, they won't play with you, and babies, they just puke. Ew. Mr. Schiff. I put my television in the kitchen, and the roaches there, they started puking too.
It's got to be bad for a roach to do that.
You know? Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Indeed.
You turned traitor, Mr. Schiff, when you began to impeach. You're stinky like some old wet socks. You suck more than a leech, Mr. Schiff. You know, you've been working too hard. So why don't you soak in a nice bath full of rat poison, vinegar, hydrochloric acid, and bleach? That ought to fix you.
Yeah, that'll take care of him. All right, it's 6:47. We've got our guest Terry Adams here this evening on the Health and Wealth Show, and we've got a phone call.
Oh, phone call.
Cooter is on the phone. Cooter, how are you, sir?
Man, I tell y'all what.
Tell us
what. Y'all already had a good show, but now on Thursdays, you get Terry in there, they just put you over the top, man.
Yeah, we kind of use that, and we divide all the other shows by it. It makes us go up.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Mr. Cooter.
Hey, I lay over here taking a nap a while ago, and I woke up,
and
I heard Rusty talking about monkeys at the zoo.
Yeah,
flinging poo.
Yeah, they'll do that, too.
They're poo
flingers. You were probably talking about back when when this zoo was the original six-acre site.
Yeah, it's when they were on the cement slab out there and had one old recap tire hanging up there to swing on. They were not happy monkeys. And I know they're chimps, but they weren't
blame
happy.
Them?
No. And we used to tell them on another radio station I worked at Zoo Weekend, they would let a couple of the monkeys go, the little ones, and if you caught them, you got free passes to the zoo for a year. And we had people calling, "Where are the monkeys at? Can we go catch them? How do you catch them?" I said, "Catch them by the tail. You don't want to get them. You don't want to get the end with the teeth in it. Now get them by the tail." You know? But that never happened.
No, never.
I was stationed here from 73 to 75, way back yonder, and we used to go to the zoo some then.
Yeah,
and I remember they had the monkeys there, and they had two American crows in there. Their names was George and Perry. Do you remember them?
That might date me a little bit there. I don't know if I went to the zoo till I was a little bit older.
Oh, okay. But just take my daughter. She's like 2 or 3 years old at the time.
Uh-huh.
But George and Perry. George and Perry.
American crows.
And one of them would say, "Caw, caw, caw." And the other would say, "I can't caw, caw, caw." and George would say, "George, you're stupid." And Perry would say, "Perry." I don't know why I remember this so much about those.
Did they charge any extra for this, or did this come with the admission of the zoo?
Oh, no. That was all, man, just...
Wow.
How often do you get to hear crows talk like
not,
that?
I mean, not very often.
Crows are extremely intelligent.
Oh, yeah. I've heard they're real smart.
They can count up to 8.
Really?
They did a test where they took hunters in and out of a field. It was a controlled test, and they would bring like a truck in with two hunters. They'd bring two trucks in with four hunters. Then they'd take some out, you know, to see if the crows could figure out if they were still people there.
Uh-huh.
They would lose count around 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yes, believe it or not.
They just saw the toes he had.
I guess so. I was thinking that's what it was.
I got an idea. Won't we replace the Federal Reserve in Warren, Elizabeth Warren, with some crows?
Monkeys that fling poop.
Couldn't be any worse.
Yeah. All right, guys. I love the show, man. Thanks, y'all have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Love that Cooter.
Cooter, ladies and gentlemen. We've got somebody else on the phone. We've got Redhead. Is that right? Is that right, Redhead? Okay. Little Redhead's on the phone. Hello, Redhead.
Hey, Redheaded Savage. That's not radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I've got something open in front. It says Redheaded.
There you go.
Savage. Yeah, there we go.
I missed a call from Idol.
I'm sorry. And Idol is up there. So this is the Redheaded Savage.
Yeah, I usually call Greg Stowe. That's my handle.
Okay. Well, how are you? Glad to have you calling us.
I'm great.
I'm thinking Greg will probably share.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to you all, but I can't help but tell my monkey story. I went to the zoo in kindergarten, which would have been the Montgomery Zoo, of course.
Uh-huh.
That would have been about 1976, because I would have been about 5 then.
Okay.
And I was always the Charlie Brown of the class, the real insecure, nerdy child.
And your kite wouldn't fly and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You got a rock.
And I had this beautiful little dress on.
Uh-oh.
So excited. And y'all... I'm going to give you a flashback name. His name was Bobo the Gorilla, was it not, Bobo?
Yeah. Bobo.
That's right.
The gorilla?
Right.
They had a gorilla?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and so I'm going to tell you what happened to me now. I'm up front, and we're all smiling, and we're looking at Bobo the Gorilla. I think he was a gorilla.
Yeah, he was.
Well, he picked up a big old handful of poop and flung it all over me.
Oh, no.
Okay, now my question is, Red-Headed Savage, are you a redhead?
Yes.
That's what it was. I mean, he picked you right out. He saw you first. It wasn't nothing personal. You're just the first one he saw, I bet.
It's the reason why I used to get tickets when I was driving a red car. Yeah.
I was traumatized.
So I bet. And I can just imagine that it was not quite fragrant as some things might be. But let me ask you, what happened? Did they rush you to the hospital? Because I would have gone.
these days it'd be hazmat.
Yeah.
This was the 70s. They laughed at me.
Yeah, oh, no. Exactly. Did they at least try to clean you up or anything?
I don't remember if the teacher kind of wiped me up. I doubt it.
I would have thrown it back at Bobo.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, if I had been grown, if I had the personality I have now, I would have thrown it at Bobo.
Yes, you would have.
I would have been, hey, Bobo, say hello to my little friend. And then it would have been on. Well,
I was to remind all of the gorilla's name. And he really ruined my day at the zoo.
Sorry.
In kindergarten. So I wanted to tell you about that.
Have you been back to the zoo since then?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
I've got children. And when they were little, they liked to ride the train. And they didn't have any poop-throwing primates when I went back. So I was okay.
Well,
the 70s, it was horrible, like y'all were talking about the concrete cages, the bars.
Oh, it's so much better now.
Yeah. The bars.
Yep.
Reached through the bars, picked up some poo-poo, threw it on me.
Well, just
but
remember.
Anyway, y'all have a,
it could be worse. Just remember, be thankful that cows don't fly.
Well, it may be a stronger person. It may be the person I am today.
There you go.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Merry Christmas to you, and call us again anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
Got a red-headed savage on the phone.
I wanted to see if we could put one more trivia question. We got enough time for that?
I think we do.
Hit it.
Okay.
If we get a quick call.
And this we'll spin this back around maybe to a financial thing, but we're going back to cars again. Harley Earl introduced what feature to the Chevy Caddy? What feature was introduced? And I'll give you a hint. It's kind of... you know, caused a lot of change with a vehicle for about a decade.
Okay, now run the question by me.
Oh,
one
I know the
time.
Answer to that.
Harley Earl. Introduced what feature to the Chevy Caddy? And it took a little while for that feature to kind of go away.
Oh, it's something that we don't have anymore.
Well, it's not so much now.
And he put that in, and it proved to be a problem, so it's mostly gone now.
I don't think it was a problem.
No, it just went away.
Okay.
It just went away. Sort of like your money could go away if the stock market crashes. It just went away. It was up there real high, and then it went down low.
Just dropped
That's
out.
Another hint.
272-9228, if you know the answer, we've got like 2 minutes.
Yes.
So call us now.
Quickly.
Yes, quickly. And if you want to call me about your finances not going down, 279-7431.
You need to call this man, folks.
Yes.
Let him handle your money.
Call him now, or we will send Bobo to your home to throw poo at you.
Oh, what are you going to get for this trivial question?
Bobo will come to your home.
Correct. No.
A ping. Never mind.
Maybe you can work out at Anytime Fitness so you can throw it right back at him.
There you go.
I like that.
There you go.
A month at Anytime Fitness for free.
Okay.
Definitely, if you get this right.
Definitely can throw it back at him.
I didn't know we had a gorilla back then.
Yeah, I remember that. Do you remember before the zoo we had Oak Park? They had animals.
They had alligators out there.
I remember that.
And you like walk over the thing and look down and there's alligators in the water. I'm like, what if I fell in? I do remember that.
We're going to have to give another hint.
It's a styling feature?
It's a styling feature of a vehicle that started with a C for a long time.
Styling feature.
Yes.
Starts with a C.
Well, the vehicle did.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I don't talk, y'all should talk. You know? Just looking over to see who's on
one of them then, anyway.
It's Michael is on the
Michael
phone.
Michael knows. He knows.
Okay. We'll pick up the phone
it,
in just a second with Michael. I love a little Michael. Remember that?
Tell us, Michael.
Okay. All right. Okay, he's getting his phone number. And we got just enough time to finish up with this, I think. And, of course, we'll be off tomorrow night, but we'll be back. Okay. We're coming back Monday night, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll be back Monday night with our Christmas edition of the program.
That's right.
And we've got Michael on the phone. Let's get Michael. Go here. Michael, are you there, bud?
I am. I want to take a guess at y'all's question.
Okay.
All right.
Might be wrong. Was it the cigarette lighter?
No, it was something much bigger, and it was on the outside of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like in the back end of it.
That was a tire.
No, that was a tire going flat, yes, but that's not the answer.
All right, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I got no idea.
I know what it is.
You know what it is? I don't know. I got no clue.
I'm a car guy.
Now, I did actually get in my mom and dad's car the other day. Oh, okay. I was in mom and dad's car the other day, and they've got like a 2004 Buick LeSabre. It's got an ashtray in it.
I'll give you a little hint.
Uh-huh.
It's what you don't want to lose in the stock market. Half of the word.
And that's the first part of the word. And the other part of the word is slang for a $5 bill.
Yes.
You with me? Everybody?
Yeah.
So you don't want to lose this and slang for a $5 bill.
Yes. You don't want to lose your...
or Mickey, whatever, if you get somebody doses your drink.
Okay. We are running out of time.
Yes, we are.
But we appreciate you coming in, Terry,
as always. Enjoy.
And remember, we're going to be back next week now.
Cool.
Are you going to be here?
Yeah, because, absolutely. If y'all are
I think Greg's going to be off.
He is.
Next week. Okay.
Well, we'll be here for you guys if you want me to be here.
That's great, man. Okay, we've got Sam. Is this the same Sam? It don't matter. He can win anyway. Sam, are you there?
Yes.
What's the answer?
Tail fins.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you, Sam. Good job, buddy. Very good. Counting on you.
Thank you, man.
Because I remember they were dangerous and aerodynamic, and there was a whole thing on Jay Leno talking about it.
Yeah, now you can impale people with them, you know. So
really?
They had to get rid of them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had the styling.
Oh, they were dangerous. You recognize them when you see them.
Uh-huh. Now, the Batmobile had some tail fins on it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I saw the Batmobile out at the car show one time. It's nothing. Nothing like you see in the show because it's got all the gadgets and inside's just nothing.
Yep.
And, Sam, we appreciate it. I'm going to put you back on hold so he can get all your information.
Man, listen, y'all guys are fantastic, all right?
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
All right, man. That's Sam. He's a big winner, and we are just down to seconds. So we'll say our goodbyes. We'll be back Monday night. And then don't forget, Saturday, the big doings out there at